House by Christopher Lee, starring Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
I have to say, Rose, that I'm surprised. I'd have thought that after all this time he'd have regarded this as a rather important occasion.
Oh, he does. He really does.
Somewhat cavalier regard, I'd say. Huh? Anyway, we'll speak later.
He's not back till the morning. They've been staying with relations. Nice to get away.
Away again. You can't be too relaxed about this place, you know.
Are you a little nervous, Mr. Baxter?
Certainly not. After all, it may be the introduction of a new member, but I hardly regard myself as that.
Technically, you are.
A mere interval. An aberration on the part of the electorate.
I'm sure they'll apologise.
They did. We call it a by-election. Ah, here come my St. Bernards. It's time to go in.
Good luck.
In this place, that's what people here use when all else fails. Bye now.
Introduction to new member.
I swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, her heirs and successors according to law. So help me God.
Isn't it a little early for business at the palace? I didn't think one was out and about until one's clock struck 10 at the very earliest.
Tell that to the bagpiper.
I think it's all very odd. Early morning meetings beneath the royal apartments.
It's only with your cousin.
Don't spoil it, Charles. He's not an ordinary cousin. He walks with royalty. Still, it's just a mysterious.
Oh, is it?
Don't be boring.
It's safer.
Why do you think he wouldn't say what it was about?
On the telephone, would he? It was you who said he made Talleyrand look like an innocent.
Understatement. I'm rather good at understatement. Still, it must be important. He never does anything that isn't.
I thought he was retiring.
You think one asked him to stay on? Worcester! Stop it! Of course. That's it.
What's it?
He is going to retire, of course. And one wants you to become one's thingy in waiting. Oh, how smart.
How unlikely. I'm going round by the lake. It's 10:02.
You will call me and let me know, won't you?
If there's anything to let you know about, one will.
Ah, there you are, Charles. I'm sorry you couldn't make it yesterday. But I must say, it is something of a time waster.
I do apologise, old man. I really do. I assure you my other business was enormously important, or I'd have been there. You know that.
Of course. What was it?
That's very direct, even for you.
Well, it's far better not to waste time on diplomacy.
Well, you certainly don't waste yours. One minute you're taking the oath, the next I'm told you're turning the place into Capitol Hill.
Are you now? Good. I'm glad the word's spreading.
Those young researchers of yours are rather distinctive. Red braces are in again, I take it.
Except for the girls.
Who are all immensely pretty.
Of course. A few short skirts and an indiscreet C-cup keeps the young Turks on their toes. They're desperate to impress, and so they produce the goods. A senator friend recommended it. It never fails.
I'm sure it doesn't.
Anyway, I'm going into the chamber. Are you coming?
Not just now. I'm waiting for Polly. She's off to New York, and that record company of hers wants a quick word before she goes.
I suppose she's going with her drug runner friend. When's he up?
Not sure. No, he's staying here. Has to.
Well, I hope you made it clear that he keeps her name out of it.
She's just his girlfriend, not his pusher.
Well done, Dougal. Nice to see you back.
Thanks. Good to be back. Now, she'd be good company for Polly's drummer.
Whatever for?
I'm talking about exotic substances.
Her? Dougal, that's outrageous. She's a member.
She's also a member of a number of curious establishments around Soho.
Who says so? One of theirs, certainly not.
One of mine. My little lads and braces make it their business to know everything.
That sort of snooping is downright dangerous. Probably illegal in this place.
Only if you have something to hide.
Do I detect a nasty inference? I hope not.
Charles, we are friends. You don't have to pretend with me. I've been there. And if you remember, I know what a small world it is.
I'm not sure what you're suggesting.
I'm not suggesting.
I'm making a point.
About nothing, if I may say so.
I was simply remembering a certain evening in a certain wine bar.
That was an innocent meeting, and you know it.
Holding hands with little Miss Tartan Drawers may be less than innocent to suspicious minds.
Juliet Cameron is a friend.
Of course.
Then you'll do me the courtesy of keeping this innuendo to yourself. I hope I've made myself clear.
Very.
Good.
So Mary knows everything, does she?
Well, does she?
Why do you think there are so many religious paintings? Here's another of them. The Martyrdom of St. Sebastian.
Hmm. So reassuring to have one's piety plastered on the walls for all to see.
Hmm.
And of course the grandest houses had the biggest walls.
A ready market for technicolour saints.
Patronised by sinners. Patronage, such suitable penitence.
Was it? Oh, hmm? Hello. I didn't know you were coming.
Nor did I, my dear, nor did I. A few moments to while and, well, my capriciousness had its reward.
Oh, I don't believe that for 1 minute. Anyway, it's nice to see you, but I must be off. Now, here you are. I'm sorry, there's no change. I used it to phone Daddy.
Thanks.
Oh, the new catalogue. I didn't know you were so interested.
There are many things you don't know, dear brother.
Oh, now you've insulted him.
What time is your flight?
As soon as I've seen Daddy.
I'm sure they'll wait.
Joining the jet set gives such confidence.
Depends which jet your luggage is on.
And such cynicism.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Let me know you've arrived safely.
I'll call you as soon as I get there. Bye.
Mm. Happy landing.
And you. Bye.
Bye.
I hope she's all right.
The very spirit of youth. Of course she'll be. What did she mean?
When?
Well, I said happy landings. She said...
And you?
Hmm.
Cynicism.
Ah.
You were right. She naturally assumed you wanted something. Polly's like you. She doesn't believe in coincidence.
Oh, for innocence retrieved.
Tell that to him.
Ah, Judas. Yes, indeed. Where would we be without Judas?
30 pieces of silver, better off. Well, Henry, I must be going. Charles promised a telephone call.
Oh, yes?
He's been plotting under the stairs with our rather grand cousin.
Well, second cousin, actually, but yes.
Charles told you?
No.
But you knew? I'm awfully sorry, Henry. I didn't mean to insult you. Of course you did. So, jolly good to see you. It was a lovely surprise.
Was it not?
To me, yes. I imagine for you, no.
How could you say such a thing?
Because I'm Polly's mother and your sister. Now, unless you hurry up and tell me, you'll have wasted your morning.
You used me badly, Mary, but I suppose, yes, I was rather pleased to find you.
How did you know I was here?
Your daily. I wanted a quiet word.
Quiet or private?
Both.
All right. What is it?
It, as you put it, is Charles.
Sorry I'm late. Have you still got time?
Hello, darling.
Hello. Of
course. Haven't seen you for ages. Come on. There's some space. Let's sit over here.
I waited to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much, your little hussy.
Don't mention it. So come on. What happened?
Is this all right? What happened where?
You know, this morning. The palace.
What palace?
How many do you know?
Have you time for a coffee or something?
No, I'm fine. I've only got a couple of minutes.
Charles, you didn't tell me you'd been to the palace.
It wasn't important.
Important enough not to tell me.
Oh, dear, have I dropped you in it?
Don't worry. I'm sure you don't expect me to tell you everything, Dougal. I simply popped in for a chat with, well,
that cousin of yours. And?
And nothing. It was nothing more than that, I promise.
Really?
Yes, really. Satisfied?
The election. That's it. The one place where they would know before we did. You crafty old thing, Charles.
I tell you...
You haven't lost your touch in spite of what people say.
Thank you very much.
You certainly know which piece of ground to keep your nose to, don't you, Charles?
Well...
Yes, indeed. Well, I must be back to my swains and shepherds.
No nymphs?
Have a good trip. By the way, if you get bored with rock and roll, come and see me.
Why? You've got some grapes to peel.
What? Oh, very good, Beulah. No, my research group. We're always looking for good people. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I never. The crafty old devil.
Damn cheat, I'm sorry.
Doesn't really matter. I like to be discreet about these things, that's all.
Oh, good old reliable daddy.
Your mother told me I was boring this morning. Perhaps I am.
Right. Well, stay that way. It's comforting.
Thank you for that, at least.
My pleasure. Now, come on. Tell me what happened.
When?
Oh, Daddy, stop it. At the palace.
I'm sorry. I can't tell you.
Why not?
It is a very private matter, and until the time is right, I can't say.
Are you going to be a peer or something grand?
I thought peers were grand.
Well, not toy ones, real ones. You know, hereditary. Come on, are you?
Absolutely not. No coronet, no ermine. Sorry.
Oh, dear. Nothing to live for after all. Mummy was right. You really are boring.
I promise if there's anything to tell you, then you and your mother will be the first people to know.
And what happens if I'm in New York?
I imagine they have telephones by now. Anyway, what was it you wanted?
God, look at the time. I'm supposed to be at the airport. Wanted?
Yes. What did you want to see me for?
Say goodbye.
Oh, I see.
See you in 10 days, and, I love you.
And you, darling.
Do you find that strange?
I suppose I... Well, I assumed there was something else.
That's what comes from packing you off to boarding school at 7.
I was 8, actually.
Well, 7, actually, or 8, actually. It certainly had its effect, didn't it? Bye.
I booked you a cab for lunch and another for this evening from your club. Just before 8 o'clock, I said, right?
Excellent, thank you.
Mr. Colville called, wondered about tea at his club, and Polly...
Tell him 4, will you? And Polly?
Just wanted a word.
Well, she was here an hour ago. Where was she?
Oh, search me. Anyway, I said you'd be home this evening. Oh, that was before you said you wouldn't be. Oh, sorry about that.
Why, you weren't to know. Did you say where I was going?
She didn't ask. Anyway, I didn't know.
Right.
Would you like to sign these? They're all constituency.
Do I need to read them?
Not unless there's anything new on the bypass. By the by, anything special at the palace this morning?
Yes, but I'm sorry. Can't say what.
Okie doke. Just wondered.
Sorry.
You don't have to be.
No, not after all these years. You know, Rose, you and I ought to elope. You're the only one who remains uncomplicated.
Oh, I'm not sure what Lady Bannister would have to say.
They need never know. We'd be in South America by the morning.
Oh, Herne Bay would be my favourite. Then I could keep an eye on my old mum.
There you go, Rose, shattering an old man's dreams. Right, may as well pay my duty visit to Mr. Baxter's new empire.
Seeing as we're not eloping, do I need a number for you tonight?
Where?
Well, wherever it is you are.
I don't think so. Why?
Well, you usually let me know and, well...
Well, this time I haven't.
Thought it was odd, that's all.
Sure that was all?
Yeah, really doesn't matter.
Well, I must be off. Shan't be long. See you in an hour. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Charles Bannister's office. Oh, just a moment, please.
You're quite right. Book me a table for 2 at Joe Allen's. 8:30. You've got the number. Bye.
I thought you'd have been in the country by now.
That would be superb, wouldn't it? Too many appointments.
You know too many people. That's your problem, Chang.
It's not a problem. It would be nice if some of them didn't know me.
Especially in the palace.
What?
Don't look so horrified. You haven't lost your diary. I was in a cab and saw you going through the gates.
I see.
What's it like in there?
You must have been in the palace.
Why must I?
Well, I,
You just assumed.
Yes, I suppose so. You must have been on the garden party list.
Oh, must I?
Everyone in the house gets one.
Wrong again, Chang, but that's not the palace. That's loitering among the hedges, swearing blind that you'll not curtsy if she comes past.
Do people really still behave like that?
I would.
So why the interest in the palace?
I used to be little, that's why.
Well, all I can say is it's like any other grand house.
You mean the National Trust ladies with purple rinses and trays of perfectly round macaroons?
Hardly.
So come on then, Chang, what were you doing there? Humour the hoi polloi.
Because you're humouring me. How is it you cheer me up?
Easy. I don't take you seriously.
Good. Then do so this evening. I booked a table, okay?
Not okay. Sorry.
I'll tell you about the palace.
Don't worry. I'll buy a guidebook.
You're going home?
As it happens, no.
I thought I'd been forgiven, or hoped I had. Obviously I haven't. What about our truce, the pact?
That wasn't exactly the most successful evening, was it?
Dougal's all right. A good friend. He's never even mentioned it.
But he saw us, and he's not daft.
Probably forgotten all about it. An extension of the tea rooms.
MPs don't hold fingers in the tea rooms.
Come on. An early supper.
Listen, Chang. London's a very public place. And I've had enough tears for one year.
I see.
No candlelit suppers. Not tonight.
When then?
No whens. I'm going to have one of those rare evenings, a quiet one, by myself, playing with my CD.
Fine. I understand.
You probably do. But you're too insensitive to back off. Oh, dear Chang, how many times do I have to tell you? This coolie is out of bounds.
I tell you, Charles, it's quite brilliant. We've been here 3 weeks and the darlings have generated half a rainforest of paper.
Yeah, they seem busy enough.
Where does the money come from? Kay fixed most of it.
But they still need pay.
Tea bags and a pat on the head. As long as I remember their names and smile at them, they're deliriously happy.
And hope to be remembered when you come into your kingdom.
Of course. And once we get the next election date, they'll be even more enthusiastic in the grubby hope of me being grateful.
Oh, that won't be long coming, I imagine.
What do you hear, Charles?
I didn't say I did.
Of course not. I pick up vibrations. I'm not insensitive.
Well, I am insensitive, Dougal, so don't rely on my antennae.
You? Whoever told you that?
A friend.
You have some very strange friends.
I have very few.
Ah, Charles. That comes with wisdom, not insensitivity. Now tell me, when do we go?
It's infuriating. If he won't tell you, he won't tell anyone.
He doesn't tell me everything, you know. But he's not been secretive or nothing. He's just keeping mum.
Isn't that the same thing? The only good thing is that this means it's quite exciting.
I can do without that. Life was easier when he was chief whip. The private office did all the messy stuff.
When's he back?
He said an hour. Then he went off to see Mr. Baxter. But when I called him there, he hadn't arrived.
You mean he's missing?
Oh, no, not now. He's probably at his club. Or Mr. Colville still. They'll take a call if you like.
The rag always makes it sound as if I'm checking up on him.
Oh, that'll be the day.
So everyone keeps telling me.
Oh, and I've had another call from Polly. Didn't leave a number.
She's supposed to be on her way to New York.
Well, this sounded local.
Really? So what's that little Miss Mischief up to?
You know, I rather feel like some Stalinist acolyte, rehabilitated after a suitable period as manager of Tractor Factory 42.
By royal appointment has a certain cachet not normally found on the back benches of the Presidium.
What do you think?
Well, as I suggested earlier, dear heart, such a request does not come without careful thought.
But political adviser is the Prime Minister's role.
Well, for the monarch, yes. HRH, though, another matter.
Oh, I'm flattered. You think I should say yes?
Oh, what a curious question. Such a request is, after all, a courteous command.
Honour and obey. True allegiance to herself and all her successes?
I would hope so. Gentlemen.
Ah, thanks very much. Put it there, will you?
Sir. Aha, Dundee cake.
Why else do you come here?
Oh, well, sometimes, my dear, to offer advice. Will you?
What? Oh, right. Here you are.
Yes, thank you.
What advice?
Darjeeling.
Tea bags saves the drains.
But still, Darjeeling.
Your advice is to accept? Nothing else?
No. There is one small thought I would have you ponder. I saw Mary this morning.
What am I supposed to say, or are we into a sophisticated form of Pelmanism?
Well, sophistry would be a more credible line of thought. We discussed Miss Cameron.
Okay, let's play on. What about Miss Cameron?
Well, Mary has persistently assumed there was another reason for your leaving the cabinet.
Well, we both know that.
And we both know that your friendship with Miss Cameron, the daughter of a traitor...
An innocent relationship.
So you have insisted?
You doubt me?
I happen to know professionally, of course, that the relationship has persisted.
Well, I can hardly avoid her. She is an MP, after all.
London is a very public place, Charles.
Where did you get that from?
Nowhere it is. Your occasional meetings may not be public knowledge, but they have appeared in various reports.
some of which reach my desk.
What?
I have tried to warn you.
What brought this up?
I have lied to Mary.
I have not.
But then, discounting a slight aberration, you are, Charles, an honourable man. I have irreparable blemishes of my character, which put me beyond and below such a pedestal.
Don't be patronising, Henry. What have you told Mary?
Well, I told her that at some stage your name had been linked with Miss Cameron. I told her that she should know that the report was an erroneous one, and I told her that you had simply been the former student of a don, Miss Cameron's father, who perished in unfortunate circumstances.
What did she say?
Two things, both understandable. The first, rather like yours, why now?
Yes, why?
Because your role at the palace will not allow for any unfortunate relationships.
Pots and kettles?
We are servants, Charles, not master. You must accept this.
Distance myself.
Absolutely. Therefore, as far as Mary is concerned, it is a good time and better that she knows all.
Or your version of it.
I've told you, Charles. Saintliness becomes me. But close examination would preclude beatification. Never mind canonization.
Secondly?
Ah, yes, the other question. I'm afraid, dear boy, only you may answer that. I am ignorant of the answer.
What does she want to know?
If it were so innocent a friendship, why you had not told her yourself at the time? Presumably he'll do it.
It'll be the Tower if he says no. But isn't it all going to be rather controversial? After all, Charles is hardly apolitical.
Which Charles is that?
Mine, of course.
I've never thought of that. But from what you say, it's more parliamentary advice, procedure, constitutional matters.
I would have thought that was all taken care of.
And don't talk about a job like this, Mary. It's very prestigious. There may be something at the end of it.
Charles wouldn't be doing it for another good conduct badge. He's got one he didn't really want anyway.
But this is the big rehabilitation, don't you see?
Oh, yes.
You still have doubts about what happened?
Not really. Look, can I get you another drink?
No, thanks. I only dropped by to have a quiet word.
I'd expected him by now.
I imagine he got held up.
And all the phone boxes vandalised. Sorry.
Look, perhaps I'd better be going. I'll catch him in the morning.
At what? Sorry again.
Mary, there's something you need to be told.
So everyone keeps saying.
I'm serious.
Try me. I promise not to laugh.
You have nothing to worry about with Charles. Honestly.
Now you really do have me worried.
I'm telling you, Mary.
No, you're not. You're patting me on the head.
But you don't think this palace thing would have been approved if there were anything to worry anyone, do you?
He'd be in good company.
It's Caesar's wife and all that thing.
We're talking about Caesar, not me.
I assure you, Mary...
Don't. You make me nervous. Everyone's offering me advice and what they call comfort.
There you are, then.
There I am not. What's happening that everyone has to tell me it's not happening? Go on, Dougal. Answers on a dirty postcard, please.
There's one.
Taxi! Hey! Taxi!
It's okay. He's seen us.
Glad you changed your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Of course. What do you want? An instant thank you letter? Honestly, it was great. A lovely evening.
Good. We'll come again.
We'll see. But thanks anyway. And thanks for explaining.
You understand?
For goodness sake, and for the millionth time, there's nothing to understand.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to exaggerate?
Of course she did. Millions of times. Dolphin Square, please. See you, Chang.
How many times do I have to tell you you're not supposed to call me Chang?
Hello?
Polly! What are you doing here? You're supposed to be in New York.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, I mean, what happened?
Well, I missed the rotten plane. It's easy.
How on earth did you do that?
By coming to say goodbye to you. Didn't allow enough time.
But what are you doing here?
Oh, we just had supper over there.
Oh, I see. Well...
Your friend pinched my taxi.
Oh, yes. We were just saying goodnight.
Well, Mummy really got that wrong, didn't she?
What's that?
About you being boring.
We both did. Bye.
in that episode of The House by Christopher Lee. You heard Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister. Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter. Isla Blair as Mary. Christopher Benjamin as Henry. Siobhan Redmond as Juliet Cameron. Ruth Gemmell as Polly. And Sheila Reed as Rose. The producer was Neil Cargill.